Justin Flick back with you. Coach's Insight continues on K Radio as we're joined by Pat Battle, head coach of the Atchison High Boys, who are still undefeated 7-0, competing in the Tonganoxie tournament this week. And Coach, it had to feel good. You finally got a game in, your first game since December the 19th. Earlier this week, you opened up the Tongi tournament by beating Christ Prep Academy 89-49. So had to feel good to get back on the court, and it sounds like your boys must have played pretty well, huh?
First of all, it was really great to finally be able to play a game. It's tough. It's tough when you got a bunch of 16, 17 year old boys and you've got a full month and it's just practice. So yeah, we were very happy to get back on. We had a lot of energy, played with a lot of energy and did a really good job of sharing the basketball. And that's evidenced by the fact that I think we set a school record of 31 assists. So somewhere close to that. We're close. I have to check the books.
Phenomenal. That's an unselfish play, no doubt about it, and just some great passing and selfishness to be able to break a record like that. Well, let's talk about this tournament that you're in, the Tonganoxie tournament. It looks like you're going to get a couple pretty good games here this week. Your semifinal is against Wamego on Thursday evening, and then a game against Bonner Springs or Metro Academy on Saturday. So two different teams, but it looks like two pretty good teams that you'll probably face here now to finish out this week.
Thursday's going to be tough. Wamego, they're the exact opposite of what we are. So that's always interesting when you match up with something completely different. I mean, we are quick strike, high tempo, lots of possessions, and they're pretty content to play a 50-55 possession game. So it's going to be kind of a battle of wills there to start with. They do a great job of executing our half-court offense. They play well together too, and they're very solid defensively. So yeah, we've got a work cut out for us. There's no question about it. Records be darned. I mean, they're 3-5, but they're a good team.
Well, and I think one of the biggest things too is that, you know, besides seeing some different teams, you're going to see some teams that will hopefully push you, make you play four quarters. It's important for your team to maybe face some adversity or be challenged with the game in the fourth quarter, because you didn't get the one in against Highland Park there that we had talked about. You had a fairly close game against Eudora earlier there in December, but I'm sure you'd like to see your team face a little bit of adversity just so they're more prepared maybe when postseason games roll around.
No, absolutely. No, that's what this is all about. And that's kind of what these midseason tournaments are. And I think, in a sense, it's kind of a mini state tournament. You know, you're playing games with a short prep and a quick turnaround. Not as quick as a state tournament can be because there you're playing 3 in 3 days. But I agree completely that this is going to be good for us. And then, whichever team we see, whether it's a third place game or a championship game with Bonner Springs and Metro Academy, they're very different than Wamego. And so what you're going to see is teams that shoot the three, shoot it quick and play pressure defense. And so, yeah, I think the variety and the challenge that we'll see will definitely prepare us.
Well, there's been some good games, and it looks like some good games to come here in the Tonganoxie tournament. Best of luck in keeping that record perfect and playing well, Coach. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thanks a lot, Justin. Appreciate the coverage.
Pat Battle, head coach of the Atchison Phoenix, who will be again Thursday night against Wamego in the Tonganoxie Tournament semifinals. Care Coach's Insight presented by Amberwell Health.